Last weekend's violent clashes between white supremacists and counter-protesters in Virginia began because of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. The statue was set to be removed following criticism that it glorified the history of racism and slavery of the South. Now, a statue in Philadelphia is facing criticism of its own. It's the bronze sculpture of former Philadelphia Mayor and Police Commissioner Frank Rizzo, known for his harsh tactics against African Americans. WHYY's Joe Hernandez spoke with the man who created the Rizzo statue in the mid-1990s.
Zenos Fridakis moved from Gary, Indiana to Philadelphia in the late 70s. Rizzo was mayor by then, having earned a reputation as a law and order police commissioner in the late 60s and early 70s. Fridakis was a young liberal artist when he was commissioned to sculpt the controversial city figure.
Should I have said no? I mean, I just got out of art school. I needed to make a living.
The 10-foot bronze statue, which sits outside City Hall, shows a striding, triumphant-looking Rizzo. He was modeled on images of Augustus Caesar. But now Fridakis is left wondering whether the sculpture he spent 5 years creating will become a footnote. Critics are calling for its removal, saying Rizzo's law and order policies came at the expense of African Americans who were brutalized by city police. Fridakis says those are valid criticisms, but adds there's more to Rizzo's legacy.
It's a little complicated. It's not all black and white. You know, there's a lot of gray here.
He notes that Philadelphians elected Rizzo twice as mayor, and Fridakis says he was nothing like the Confederate generals whose monuments are toppling across the country. Still, the sculptor says residents ought to decide whether Rizzo stays or goes.
Should he be front and center across from City Hall? Well, that's something people should talk about. I can understand that. If the majority would prefer to see him somewhere else, maybe a nice park somewhere in South Philly or somewhere else, that's something, let's talk about it. Let's decide it and consider moving it, and maybe somebody can be put in his place.
Fridakis says there's a third option. Keep the sculpture, but update it so that people can learn more about Rizzo's tenure.
You can put up a plaque that says something about the differences that people had with him, and that he was controversial and so on. You know, make it a piece of education. If you remove it, the education is gone.
Pretty soon, it may be gone. Mayor Jim Kenney now says it's time for a conversation about the Rizzo statue, and several city council members say it has to go. For WHYY, I'm Joe Hernandez.